It's day 13 of our Advent series. If you'd like to find out more about Light the World, visit lighttheworld.org. Have you ever had an experience when somebody went totally out of their way for you? Somebody who really didn't have to? Today we'll hear stories of people who did just that and blessed others in the process. We start with Scott Warren, the host of the Preach Where You Reach podcast, who joined us originally in episode 215.
I had an executive assistant named Jen, who was a worship leader in our church. She was a huge Garth Brooks fan, her and her husband both. And we happened to have Garth Brooks coming to the arena that I ran. I ran arenas in the US and Canada for 29 years. And we had Garth Brooks coming to the arena for 5 shows in 4 days. And the first day of the shows, I was introducing my staff to Garth, my director of finance, director of marketing, et cetera. I got to the end and I said, "And Garth, this is my executive assistant, Jen. And I'm maybe a bit biased, but I think she has an incredible voice, just absolutely beautiful voice. And I know this is a little awkward and we typically don't do this, but I wonder if you would be willing to sing maybe the chorus of your song, The River, backstage here with Jen. You know, is that possible?" And Jen looks at me like I'm crazy. Like, what are you doing? And Garth says, "Jen, are you here for all of the shows?" And she said, "Yes." And Garth said, "I tell you what, why don't you learn Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live?" Which is, now Garth is married to Trisha, just for context, and they were touring together. He said, "Learn Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live? And let's do it at soundcheck on Saturday with the full band." First of all, Garth didn't know whether she could sing or not, right? He was just taking my word for it. And he just said, "Yeah, let's do it with the full band." And so Saturday rolls around. The band is on stage getting ready, fiddling with their instruments. And Jen, her husband Greg, and I are just sitting there. And Garth comes in and gives us all hugs like we've known each other for years. And he says, "Come on, let's go." So Jen and Greg went up on stage with Garth. And Garth says to the sound tech, "Bring me the Queen's mic," which was his wife Trisha's mic. So it comes out, it's all bedazzled in jewels. It's absolutely gorgeous microphone, and gives it to Jen. The band starts, Jen hits the first note of the song, and Garth turns to me and says, "Are you kidding me? She's amazing." And as they're doing the song, you could see the band just light up because this is exciting. This is someone who really knows what they're doing. And Trisha comes out from backstage and sits down in the front row and just watches. No pressure, right? And it was incredible. It was such an amazing, powerful moment. And then after the song was done, they started singing The River together. It was emotional and powerful and absolutely incredible. And everyone gave Jen hugs. And Garth said to me later, he said, "Scott, is Jen going to be coming to the show tonight?" And I said, "Yeah, she'll be here." And he's like, "Okay, can you have her come backstage when she's here?" "Sure." So Jen comes in. I take her and her husband backstage. And they had, without anyone knowing, they had recorded Jen singing with the band on the soundboard. And they had all signed the CD for Jen and gave it to her as a gift before the show. That's not something you do in the industry. And it went above and beyond anything that we had expected. And it was an amazing experience, one that I'll never forget, and one that Jen and her family certainly won't forget as well.
Now, Alejandra Oliva, who spoke with us about the intersection of politics and religion in episode 182.
I am the author of Rivermouth, A Chronicle of Language, Faith, and Migration. And I think a time that someone really was kind, went out of their way for me, was when I was in grad school and I was at the very, very beginning of writing my book. It's really hard to make time for that kind of thing in grad school, to sort of make space for thinking like that, especially because I was, you know, working in the library to make rent and all the different things that kind of go into keeping yourself alive and afloat in addition to doing your homework. And I had been working with our writer in residence at the time, Terry Tempest Williams, and I had helped her make a chapbook for a talk that she was giving. And she told me that to thank me, she would like send me to any writing conference or any workshop that I wanted to go to. And I had spent all semester hearing about her incredible house and this incredible place that she lived in Utah. And I was like, you know what? Feel free to say no. Like, I'm trusting you to say no if it's too much, but like, I want to go do a writing retreat at your house and like spend a little while there and have you show me this place where you're from. And she looked at me and she said, okay, let's do it. A couple of months later, she flew me to her place and let me stay in her guest room. And we would go on these long walks through the desert every day. She would teach me the names of the plants. We would look at things. We watched the light change on the canyons. And she gave me all of this space and quiet just to actually write. And I do think that that was where I first really in earnest started writing the book. And it was just something that was so extraordinarily kind and extraordinarily generous and personal. And it's one of those things that like helped make me into not just a writer, because I was doing a lot of that on my own, but someone who could do long form projects, someone who trusted in the work that I was doing and was able to turn it into a book in the end. That's my angel.
Many thanks to Scott Warren and Alejandra Oliva for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.